I am. You guys, it was fun.
So she sounds like Demi Moore this morning. You sound like Demi Moore. It's fine.
I mean, my voice is a little off, but like, and it wasn't even, I don't even know if I had the funk because like the last thing I was going to do is try to get a test because who cares? But the thing is that when you get a cough or any kind of cold, you know what happens is that if you work at a place where there are people, then those people get all like, oh my God, you know, she's something. So then you have to go through this whole rigmarole of, do I tell people that I'm going to have a cough or do I just go in or do I get permission to go in? So I checked with the bosses and they were like, just to be safe, just do the show from home. And that's what I'm doing. So
you don't have much of a choice though, because people hear your voice. It's right. Not like you can go into an office situation and sit in your cube and just be quiet all day.
No, I got to use the voice. So I'll just use it from home. I'll probably go back in tomorrow because why not? I mean, I'm fine. The worst of it was Saturday and it's way better now. So it's fine.
Exactly. And what is it like that we make up the rules when it comes to science? It's like, you're probably not even contagious now anyway, I guess.
Right.
I guess, whatever.
So, yeah, I mean, I could have gone to try to find a test, but why? Like, what would I have done different? Nothing.
Nobody cares.
All right, you guys, so pleased to tell you that our great friends at My Patriot Supply are back in action, ready to get you all sorted out and situated with your own 4-week emergency food kit. So if you're worried about inflation and rising food prices and you're just like, what happens if there's a shortage of something or like, you know, the power grid goes out or like there's an underground volcano that takes out the whole entire country, like we're in Tonga, you don't have to worry if you have an emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply.
Right. I have my two kits there so far and I want to buy more, but we just got our little safe room in the house that we're building. And it's, I don't even know what the dimensions are. All I know is it looks kind of small, but you could go in there during a tornado or a natural disaster when the zombies come, you know,
right.
We can go in there and lock ourselves in and we have our little food kits and it's kind of awesome. We have them in there. And I think to myself, you know what, self, this is kind of nice. I feel like we're actually prepared for like, yeah, you know, an emergency here. So if you don't have them, it's something to have as peace of mind. I know like a lot of people put that off, but now is the time to do that. Because I went into our grocery store here, HEB, here yesterday. I swear to God, the shelves are empty. And it freaks me out, you guys. It just freaks me out how like it shouldn't be happening in the United States of America where the shelves are empty. So now is the time to do it. If you can go ahead and stock up on these, go ahead and put them in a basement, put them in a garage, put them in an attic, put them, you know, whatever. If you have a safe room, put them there. But it's good to be prepared. You just never know. You never know.
And you don't have to worry that like, are you going to get prepared and then all the stuff is going to go bad? No, because it lasts for 25 years.
Right.
25 years. That's how well it's packaged and how, I mean, like you get it in these buckets that are super sealed and packaged. Now I get into them just to eat the snacks. But you don't have to do that. And then each individual food item is also super airtight and well prepared. So you don't have to bust into them like I do.
Don't do what Mock does. Don't eat them. Just, you know, save them for your family. All right.
Sometimes you need banana chips, man.
Listen, but the crust's going to hit the fan one day and Mock's not going to have any food left in her food packages. Okay. Don't do that.
Get your own 4-week emergency food kits, $50 off, you guys, if you go to preparewiththechicks.com. Preparewiththechicks.com. Okay, so yeah, like as I mentioned, did you see the pictures from Tonga?
I did not see the pictures from Tonga.
I don't have them, but there was satellite pictures of like the island of Tonga.
And it just like, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, I did see the satellite picture. Yeah, I did.
So an underground volcano erupts and like what started out as like an island now is like two islands with the whole center part of it. Just looks like it's gone on satellite. It doesn't look good.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, but I don't. Yeah. Okay. I don't want to talk about that.
Okay. All right. Well, then instead, we'll just talk about Colleyville, Texas.
We can talk about Colleyville. Yeah. That's actually, it's like near Fort Worth, you guys. It's probably about 2 hours from where I live.
Golly. So crazy radical Islamic terrorist. I think we can say that now.
Right.
But it was the big story is not so much about the fact that there was hostages taken and it was like a really tense situation for several hours, but the reaction by the FBI initially was to try to like make everybody think, oh, no. This had nothing to do with religion. This had nothing to do with targeting the Jewish community. No. It just so happened that a random guy just went into a Colleyville
synagogue
and took the rabbi and some other people hostage. But it had nothing to do with Jewishness. What are you talking about?
What a bunch of idiots. And I mean, like, I guess now they're backtracking, right? And I'm sure that had nothing to do with the fact that people are like, defund the FBI. Like, I mean, people are outraged by it because what in the hell, FBI? Like, they've become a complete joke. They're probably going to, like, I'm going to see the black helicopters now, like, at my house, my little cabin. But I mean, that's the thing is they've become a complete joke over the past, 10, 15 years? We've just seen them spiral. And so I don't know, I shake my head when I see some of the decisions and all the things that they've done over the past couple of years. It seems like they are so corrupt. They're woke and they're corrupt, and the corruption goes to the core. And it's like, I feel like there just needs to be such a cleaning of the house there. How do you do that? You know, how do you do it? How do you make sure that like those people are not corrupt? I don't even know.
Well, you knew what the new AG in Virginia is doing. Like their inauguration ceremonies in Virginia were over the weekend, and literally he like fired everybody. They're just starting fresh. Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, you could do it that way. So here's the original statement from the FBI. So this is the first one, right? So this was whenever everything was going down Saturday. It says, we do believe from our engagement with the subject that he was singularly focused on one issue and it was not specifically related to the Jewish community. That was the first statement. And then the new one, which was yesterday, not like last night late, it says, and this is the newest FBI statement, quote, this is a terrorism-related matter in which the Jewish community was targeted and is being investigated by the Joint Terrorism Task Force. So thanks, FBI, for admitting to what everybody already knew.
Right. There's a big difference there. It's like, and there's a lot of public coercion to make them make that statement.
Right.
So it's like, it's like you're doing that. You're doing your job because the public is making you do your job. We shouldn't have to make you do that. We shouldn't have to make you come to that conclusion, idiots. So,
well, yeah. And I guess they've arrested like a couple of teenagers in the UK. Like it's become an international thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So we also need to mention that AOC has apparently recovered from her COVID, but she's very dramatic about her recovery. So she wrote a big giant statement about how she is out of her, or she's almost out of her quarantine. And she says it is, quote, sociopathic. The new guidelines are sociopathic that force people to work 5 days after symptoms start. She says it's 100% informed by a culture that accepts sacrificing human lives for profit margins as fair trade.
It's sociopathic.
And she's also talking about how it's no joke, you guys. I had COVID and it is no joke. And even for mild cases, you can have long COVID, which results in this affliction and this condition and cognitive impairment and fatigue and all this stuff. Like, she's already preparing us for the fact that she's going to be a victim for a really, really long time.
You can have all those things, but then it also can be extremely mild. It runs the gamut, right? It depends on who you are. You can be AOC, or you can be a person who's asymptomatic, or you can be a person. I mean, for all I know, I could have it. I could have
right
it
now.
Right now. I have it right now. In fact, I was telling you last week, I'm like, I don't understand how I haven't had it. I don't understand. I don't get it. Like I'm seriously knock on wood. I'll probably get it today and be really sick, right? Because I just said that. Because I just said that out loud. But there are people, like I read an article the other day about her. There are people, I sent you an article about there are people who are like, I don't understand how how I haven't had it or been really sick in 2 years. I don't understand it. And that's the thing. I think everybody handles it differently, right? And so for her to generalize and say that everybody gets it this way is a really dumb thing to say after all that we've seen over the past 2 years.
Well, yeah, and she even says something like, I'm not trying to be a downer or like instill fear, but she wants people to understand how important it is to wear like your N95 mask whenever you're around other people. And she's the craziest thing to me about her sociopath, like the new guidelines are sociopathic, is that there's part of me that's like, okay, this is interesting. So now she is dissing the CDC guidelines. So now we've got this weird place where conservatives, for the most part, or at least common sense people, look at the CDC guidelines overall, not just these new ones, but like overall, and think, can you finally decide what the hell you're doing? Because you're never consistent. You're constantly changing your minds. And then the liberals, for the most part, have been like, trust the science, trust the CDC. They're like the all-knowing. And now she's saying that the CDC guidelines are sociopathic. So then what's that going to do with credibility and trust of the agencies that she's saying we're supposed to trust?
Of the government. The very government that she works for. The very government right. that she... The very government that she is.
Right.
So up yours. Up yours, AOC.
It's just a little interesting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is very, very interesting indeed. Yeah. So how about we just don't listen to her at all?
Exactly. Well, because you know she's gonna milk this. Like she posted pictures of her all like
in a blanket
up with her dog and the blanket and her test results and all of that stuff.
And it was one of those giant cable blankets. You guys know the men probably have no idea what I'm talking about. You know the women know what I'm talking about. There's giant. Cable, but I actually want one of those. They're really cute. But those giant cable blankets where it's like very lush and she's in her lush DC apartment or something. You know what I mean? And she's nauseating. She's just nauseating because you're right. She will milk this for everything it's worth. And it's going to be like, oh my God, it was the worst thing ever. It was the worst.
Well, and it's 10 months from now when she says something idiotic, which of course will happen now. And then, you know, until 10 months from now, but she'll use COVID as an excuse for literally everything that happens to her from now on. Any mistake she ever makes, she will attribute to long COVID.
Oh, right. Because she'll have like some sort of long-term memory loss. So she'll definitely have PTSD from it without question. Yeah,
for
without
sure.
question.
Because that's the kind of person she is, without a doubt. You guys, I have an email to tell you about from Kristen Mass. It's really... Mass, because there's two A's.
Mass.
And she says, to the awesome chicks, congrats on your new full-time gig as chicks. I know you'll do awesome. Every morning, I hear you read a letter about how awesome my pillow products are. Well, here's my story. February 2021, I purchased two pillows for me and my husband. It changed our lives. I love my pillow. Then I purchased towels for us, and OMG, how awesome are the towels? I had to get new sheets for our bed. I love getting into bed each night with my sheets and my pillow. Then you kept talking about the slippers. All I heard for months was the kitten fur technology. I was dreaming about those moccasin slippers, so of course I used code to order a pair for my husband to give me for Christmas. I ordered a size 8 because they said go up a half a size, but they were too big. I called and immediately they shipped the size 7 and sent me a return label for the other ones. I love the moccasins. I'm considering ordering another pair for work so I can have the kitten fur technology on my feet all day. And I've ordered pillows for my young adult kids for Christmas and two pillows to take to my in-laws to keep in their casita for us when we visit them in Arizona. Now they're ordering pillows too. Thanks for all you do. Balls.
Balls. I love that they have a casita. I should start calling this cabin when we move into a house the casita. I should start calling it that. I love that so much.
I don't know what the requirements are to be a casita.
I don't know either. I think you should just do it, you know, just do it. Just call it a casita. Why not?
I feel like that you should be able to make that call.
I don't know why I can't. Yeah, it's really great. You guys, I have Giza sheets on this bed right here, and it's the only reason I can sleep okay in it, you know, because it's a futon.
But you can dress that baby up with some Giza dream sheets.
It's like putting lipstick on a pig, you guys, okay? like Chanel lipstick on a pig. That's basically what I've done is I put Giza sheets on a futon. That's what I've done.
But it helps. The greatest. So anyway, you guys, it's 40% off of the slippers and moccasins right now and 50% off the mattress toppers. Just go to mypillow.com/chicks and get all the discounts on those things and all the other items that you could ever want from MyPillow. Okay, we have to talk briefly about the fact that Kirsten Gillibrand is getting killed because she walked into a restaurant mask-free. She blew past the manager who was right there. Well, first of all, there's signs everywhere saying you have to wear a mask here. Blew past the manager who wanted to say, hey, you need to put on a mask. Blew right past her because she is a senator, you guys. And senators do not have to follow the rules that they set for the plebs, right?
They don't have, she doesn't need a stinking mask. Give me a break. Wait, don't they have to show like a card there too? Doesn't she have to show some sort of an, doesn't she have to show like some sort of an ID there too? Isn't that a place where she has to show a vax card? I'm confused where you have to do that and where you don't. But don't you have to there?
In New York, it seems like you do. So yeah, that's a good point. I'm not sure.
If she's blowing past a manager, she's blowing past without showing a card. And then she has no mask on. I feel like that, but anyways.
Well, they have like, you know, cameras inside the restaurant. So it's this I don't even remember the name of the restaurant. It's a New York restaurant. Anyway, it was the restaurant owner who was mad about it and who released the video of her just storming right in. And the restaurant, it's La Posta. La Posta.
Of course it is. The name. It's called La Posta.
And so they said, the owner of the restaurant says that the staff is owed an apology and said, it's hypocritical to me. The arrogance is breathtaking. Our politicians should be with us, not against us. So she has had to release a statement and she says, we all need to do our part to help stop the spread of Omicron. And that means following state and local guidance. That includes me. And I will do better going forward.
That's it. That's all. That's all she has to do. So she knows going in there that she can just blow right past people, maskless, do whatever the hell she wants to do, not follow the rules. And all she has to do is release some stupid ass statement. That's all she has to do.
That's it.
I mean, if that's all I had to do, I'd speed all the time. I'd do all the things. I mean, seriously, I'd go like 105 on 35. That's what I'd do. I would blow past like state troopers. If that's all I had to do was release a statement, that's all I had to do. That's all you got to do. I mean, that's not fair. It's like, it isn't. I know it like sounds whiny to say that's not fair, but that really isn't fair. That isn't fair because she's a senator. She gets to do that. That's bull crap. And everybody knows that's bull crap. It is bull crap.
It's total bull crap.
Lame, Kirsten.
So there's an article on Axios that's very upsetting, and I will just tell you that the headline says, and I quote, Trump dogs Dole DeSantis ahead of potential 2024 matchup. And the whole article, it starts out by saying Donald Trump is trashing Ron DeSantis in private as an ingrate with a dull personality and no chance of beating him in a potential 2024 showdown, according to sources who've recently talked to the former president about the former governor, or about the Florida governor, rather.
This gives me a migraine. I'm already getting a migraine over this. I am. I'm going to get a migraine over all this. I cannot deal with these two. I can't. And it's like a guy trying to pick a fight with a guy that doesn't want to fight.
Right. Yes, that's exactly it.
And it's uncomfortable. I'm very uncomfortable with all this. That's the only way I could, that's how I feel. I'm just so uncomfortable.
Well, and apparently the thing that's got Trump all mad about DeSantis is that unlike people like Nikki Haley and some others who have very explicitly said they will not run if Trump is running, DeSantis has not said anything about that. And so that is like a personal, Trump takes that personally. It feels like it's a slight. And the fact that he won't come out and say, I'm 100% behind Trump and I want him to run, that makes Trump mad. And so now he's getting into insult mode, which I'm already tired from the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, I will say, cause you know, I like both of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I like both of those dudes. And as a person who likes both of those dudes, I'm going to be objective. And I will tell you that if they, if Trump will probably run, right? And if DeSantis decides, I think I could put my hat in the ring. I think DeSantis has a shot.
He's the only one I think that has a shot.
No, but I'm saying, what I'm saying though, is that there are people out there who are, you know, rabid for Trump and who really want to see him run again. And I get it. I totally get it. You know, you do you, and that's great. And I think there are people who think, oh, there's no way that DeSantis, you know, can win. I think you're wrong. I think that he could primary him. And I think that there are people out there who think, I think there are more people like you who like Trump, mm-hmm. but then they just don't want the drama this time because we're all exhausted by a lot of things after 2 years. We're just exhausted, period. Whether it's COVID, whether the economy, everything, we're just freaking exhausted. And so I think, you know, he has a shot just because if he primaries him, I think a lot of people would be like, you know what? He's young. He's, you know, vibrant. He has giant balls. And there's a lot of elements. There's very Trumpy elements in him mm-hmm. that I see. And I think that he has a major shot. And people may not admit it out loud, but if he primaries him, they would go and they'd be like, I'm gonna pull the lever for that guy.
Right.
So he has a shot, you guys. I'm just saying. So don't discount him. But if for Trump to be trash talking right now, why are we doing this? Why are we infighting? Why?
I know.
I just wish we didn't do this.
Now, yeah. I mean, it is possible that this is just all made up bullcrap because, you know, these are all anonymous sources say, but we know Trump, right? We've experienced enough of him to know that this is absolutely his style to say exactly these kinds of things. I mean, it's only a matter of time before he assigns DeSantis a nickname. We know this. It's not like this would be shocking to us because we've seen Trump do this for years. So it's not a surprise to me. It's totally believable because Trump, of course, has a huge ego. And I guess we'll just have to see. I mean, it could be that DeSantis is like, look, my wife is sick. I don't want to even think about this kind of stuff right now until she's 100% better. I don't know what his plans are. He may not even be thinking about running. He's not openly said, I'm going to run. So, but that's the thing is like, if Trump runs and is the guy, of course I will vote for him. I would hope that the people who are all like, I only want Trump would ultimately come around if Trump doesn't win a primary and vote for whoever the guy is or the guy or the girl, whoever right. the nominee is.
Could you imagine if Trump endorsed him? Could you imagine? Could you imagine the landslide? Could you just imagine?
It would be amazing.
It would be like a slaughter. It would just be a bloodbath if it was one of those deals where Trump said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and focus on this media company that I'm going to run. And then I'm going to endorse DeSantis. And then if DeSantis decided to run and then he endorsed yeah. DeSantis, the bloodbath would be, I mean, it would be
joyous.
Like independence would be like, oh yeah. And then we'd see numbers like we never have seen before. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion.
Yeah, no, it would be amazing.
It would be amazing.
I want to show a new trend that is happening on TikTok. I'm showing you something from Twitter, but it's from the libs of TikTok. You know how they always capture the crazy, but I've seen this myself. And then I went down a rabbit hole this weekend. Oh my God. So there, have you heard, everybody remembers the movie Sybil, right? With, Sally Field from forever ago when she had multiple personality disorder. So that has changed. It is no longer called, the official diagnosis for that is no longer called multiple personality disorder. It's called dissociative identity disorder, but it's the same thing.
I've heard of that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. This is now becoming a thing. Much like,
what do you mean?
Well,
what do you,
you
mean
know
a
how
thing?
Like Tourette's is a thing on TikTok where people are all of a sudden just developing more and more cases of Tourette's because they're seeing the trend happen on TikTok and they want to be part of like,
and they want to do it. They want to be it. Is that the thing? So they yeah. want to have dissociative identity disorder. Is this a thing? Because kids want to do, like teenagers want that.
Yes. And so it's crazy because, and this particular one, the person I'm going to show you has been accused of faking it, right? Of not actually having this disorder. And so a lot of the people that are on TikTok saying that they have this disorder are being accused of faking it. But I want to just show you how crazy this has gotten, because not only is this person, does she say that she has DID or dissociative identity disorder? She's also trans, and some of the personalities that are inside of her, they call it a system. She says she belongs to a system of people. Some of the other people in the system are also trans and wanting to go through gender reassignment. And she's actually considering doing this. Okay. So just wrap your mind around that amount of crazy, okay? Because that's like, now we're in a whole new world. So here she is explaining.
So I'm a member of a DID system. And for me right now, that means that in the coming months, I'm going to be able to watch some of my best friends and some of my closest companions get the body of their dreams that matches their gender, that makes them feel happy. And in exchange, I'm going to have to give up my own. I'm cisgender. The majority of my headmates aren't. And we've decided to transition. Which means that as happy as I am for the men in my system, I am about to have to watch myself go through the wrong puberty. and it's going to be permanent. I don't think we talk enough about how DID gets rid of a person's bodily autonomy. You know, I hear people say all the time, the one thing you have control over is your own body and your own reactions. And I don't have that. This isn't my body. These aren't my reactions or my memories. I have like 30 people living in my brain, and everything I do belongs to us as a group. That's what's so hellish about this disorder. My parents fucked me up, and now I will never have full bodily autonomy. Anyways, everybody say congratulations to the men in my system, because they get to transition, and we're happy for them.
I don't think we talk about this enough. We don't. We don't as a society. We don't talk about this enough, right? Wow.
What in the world?
Okay, so she was like blaming the patriarchy for the she was mad.
She was blaming her parents.
Well then she was also saying congratulations to the men in my system. Like they win, you know, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, but her parents, how did her parents, I don't know how her parents screwed her up. I wonder where her parents are, but I mean, God. I'm confused though. So the men are gonna transition.
You're confused by that? I don't understand why that would be. How could you possibly be confused? What is wrong with you?
I know. I'm shame on me, right? Shame on me. I'm such an idiot. I'm so old fashioned. I'm such a cis old fashioned weirdo. But so she said that the men are winning. So the men are gonna transition to what? Women? Isn't she a girl? I'm confused about that.
Well, that's a good point. Maybe she's calling them men because she's honoring their chosen gender identity. But right now, they're all female because they're in her body. You know what I mean? So she's congratulating them.
I don't really know what you mean. I don't know what any of this means. I don't. What is it? It's like I say to my daughter a lot. I say, you know, there's so many people in your generation that are so troubled. They're just troubled. And this individual is one of them. This is so troubled. Like, how did she end up this way? How did she end up so troubled? And I know she wants to blame it on her parents effing her up, but how does she get to this point? You know, like, what?
Isn't that great? And she says she's living with 30 other people in her system. Can you imagine? 30. No. I don't even remember how many Sybil had, and that chick was messed up. I feel like there was like maybe 10 at the most.
But do you think that's legit? Do you think that she's like actually, does you think she actually has dissociative identity disorder?
The chick that we just showed?
Yeah.
No, I just think she's batshit. I don't think it's that. I just think she's mental and looking for attention, but right. She's super mad at everybody that's saying that about her. So, and there's a lot of people saying it, but she's done all the research and she has the official diagnosis. And then I went down the rabbit hole. There was one video that she did where one of her personalities went and saw a therapist, and like that therapist prescribed certain drugs Well, then another personality went to another therapist, and then that other therapist prescribed different drugs. And so then she was like finding just random drugs by her bedside. And she was like, I'm not going to take this. This is an antipsychotic. I don't need this. But like one of her other personalities got it prescribed to her. It's a complete mess. Like it is a complete mess. And these people are, they're just around us. They're just like all out there among us and voting and doing things.
Oh my God, you guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they go to school with our kids.
Or they teach your kids.
Right.
Right?
God.
I mean.
Help us.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, you guys, bring it in.
Bring it in.
You guys, it's Monday. We hope that a lot of you are off today. And we hope you enjoy the day off with your family.
That's right.
And your friends.
That's right.
Or just by yourself, like eating ice cream in front of the TV. It's also a good way to spend it.
I got to go do my sound checks for my show.
Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.
Biden's latest poll numbers are worse than ever, and Kamala Harris turns in another dumpster fire of an interview. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day and lots of laughs, too. Follow the 3 Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.